And now for something very, very wrong. The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Our webcast, the 11th of November. Hope you can join us for that. Go to our website, www.philhendryshow.com, for more details. The New York Jets are not doing well tonight in the city of Atlanta, 17-0. But that's what happens when you hire a quarterback who is 112. Now, Vinny Testaverde is a good quarterback, but let me tell you what they need. What they need is, well, never mind. I just don't think that. The reason why I'm starting with football is because the news today was that the New Orleans Saints may move to Los Angeles, and I don't care. I live in the city of L.A. This city, this radio show originates in the city of Los Angeles, and I could care less. I know that Mark called me today about it, and I was excited, and then I realized, what am I excited about? I'm never going to see one of those games. How can I afford to see a professional football game in the 21st century? If you want to get a season ticket, you got to put down what's called a premium. That means it's, what, 10 G's just for the right, just to be able to walk around your neighborhood and say, I've reserved season tickets, 10 grand. You can thank the Arizona Cardinals and that marvelous product they put on the field for that. Thank you so much, Mr. Bidwell. I'll bet you did when you got that ball club. So in other words, if you want to go to see a professional football team that's brand new to the city, you want to get season tickets, most of us, we go to a scalper. We know a person who knows a person. I don't know. How do you get tickets anymore? I have season seats for the USC Trojans, and all that cost me was close to $10,000, but I only had to pay that once, I think. And that meant that I became a member of the Cardinal and Gold, the Tommy Trojan Jockstrap Corps, Traveler's Dung Pickup Detail, and it's just a number of little things. You didn't know that? You know the horse that goes around the thing? His name is Traveler, and you can be part of the Cardinal and Gold Solid Gold Bronze Pair Traveler Dung Pickup. And with that, you have a couple of season tickets, a free beer, if they have any. Oh, they're not serving beer. And you may be able to get yourself a cup of coffee if they don't run out by the end of the second quarter. You know, there's a very few joys in life, you guys over there at the Coliseum. If you aren't selling beer, the next best thing is speed. How about a little caffeine? So I go down there. It says Starbucks. I stand. I wait. I go. No, we're all out now. You're all out. I just saw you, Philip. You've got 16. That's a special order. Special order for who, man? Are we all out? It's not even the end of the half.
Yeah, we don't have any.
How about a hot dog?
I don't know.
Well, I just saw 1,200 of them over here. That's going somewhere. It's kind of like, you know, being in a foreign country. We say, can I get a stamp? You want a stamp? You mean a postage stamp? Yeah. Well, now, how much money do you have? And it becomes a big, long negotiation. So if you want to go to see a pro football game, you think I'm going to go out and see the L.A. Saints? How much is that going to cost me? The L.A. Saints, where are they playing? The Coliseum? Not if I got anything to say about it. I already go over there once for the SC Trojans, so I can sit there and watch their marvelous play, and they're a great team. Sit there and just burn in the sun without even so much as one lousy drop of beer. I want to thank you. The University of Southern California. Hey, let's see. My seats are on the sunny side. You know, when you're watching a game on TV, have you ever seen a game from the Coliseum? You know all those people that are just awash in sun throughout the entire game? That's me. All right? And I'm bald. Now you say, wear a hat. Yeah, okay, if I remember to bring one. Now, if I don't remember to bring one, guess what I got to do? I got to go down to Bozo, the guy that's walking around with the large balloons and he has the big fingers and stuff. Hey, I got a souvenir, yeah? I got, have you got a hat, man? Yeah, I got, and I got to buy one of those floppy looking straw hats just so I can cover up my noggin. I got a guy there. And so there we are right now with the sun about 158,000 degrees, because this is California, so it's hot until the end of September anyway. That means that your man gets thirsty. Man get thirsty, man want drink. Man want drink, man go get drink, man no get no drink. Why? Ain't no drink to be got. Hi, like a cold beer? Oh, you must have us mistaken with somewhere else. This is the cup we don't sell. So I don't get to have a beer. Why? Because some other schmuck got into a fist fight at a Raider game 10 years ago? Because there's a few lightweights out there that can't hold their drink? You're telling me I can't have a nice cold one with lots of suds? because you got a whole bunch of pint-sized guys that come in here, have a half of a beer, and want to start choosing off John Wayne, and I'm here and I'm dying? Well, I'm sorry, sir. I said to give me a beer, you know. And then it becomes, here comes the SWAT team, and here comes, you know, Medevac, and they've got me insulin. You know, I'm laying on a gurney, and somebody's pumping some sort of a tranquilizer. All right, so let's hope that the Saints, personally, I don't care where they go as long as it ends here. Now, so the Saints are thinking of either San Antonio or maybe L.A. So what Tom Benson's doing is the age-old game of, let's go, step right up, who's got the cash? San Antonio will probably deliver. L.A. ain't got the money. We haven't got the money here, man. We ain't going to redo the Coliseum, no how. No tax money going to go into that. Nobody wants to put any tax bread into that Coliseum. It's a nice stadium, yeah. It was a nice stadium if I was, let's see, oh, I don't know, had really white skin and dark hair and was wearing those short shorts and was 1922 and there's Hitler up in the box going, Jawohl! You know, that it was a great, great time back then. But I don't know about it. And the parking, where are you going to park people, man? Hey, Benson, you got nowhere to park anybody downtown L.A. You start taking up some of those spaces for the Natural History Museum, and those kids will come out of there, those seven-year-olds who went to see the dinosaurs, and they'll cut your throat for a farthing. You can't be using that lot either. And you can't go use that Museum of Science and Industry because you got 19 field trips coming in at any given moment from all the schools all over L.A. They'll pull in buses, and they don't care about your team. So that leaves me, what am I going to do? I know. How about if I give this nice young man here wearing gang colors, but just looks like a red kerchief to me, here's $20. You make sure that my car's here? Yes, sir. No problem. All right. I come out. Man, they haven't even heard of my car. I got a silver Jaguar. I saw one last year on the freeway. Is that what you're saying? No, man. I gave it to you. No, I don't recall you giving me anything. That's the parking situation around the Coliseum. That's it. And you can get preferred parking. How much does that cost? That's $7,000 a game. All right. How about if you just use one of the local lots? Okay. So I go, now those are full. Now you get over to, this is your next thing. There's a guy just waving. You ever seen the guy in the street? Parking right here. Here you go. Let's go. Come on. So all these cats are pulling in. Now whose house is it? We don't know. Whose front lawn? We haven't a clue. You pull into the front yard of a guy's house. What is it? A crack house that LAPD has had under surveillance for years. The dude collecting your money is just some homeless cat that the gang members paid off. By the time you get back for your car, not only is your car not there, the house ain't there. The whole block's gone. You are going to put a football team down there? Count me in. Coming up tonight, by the way, we'll have Dean Wheeler talking about goth. The gothics, you've heard of this. You've probably heard of that terrible murder that was committed by an allegedly goth kid. Mr. Wheeler's two daughters are goth, and he'll talk with us about that. We'll also have Denzel Fresh. Lloyd Bonafide will join us tonight. Mr. Bonafide talking about something that happened to him having to do with police violence. Jeff Dowder joins us, and Frank Gray. Can you get it? You know, if a black guy can't get his hair cut at a white barbershop, can a white guy get his hair cut at a black barbershop? We sent Frank Gray out to find out. It's coming up tonight, and next is our flashback by request. We got some listener email, and we'll be right back at a world-famous Phil Hendry show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Don't forget, tonight we are going to be talking goth with Mr. Dean Wheeler. He is the director of the Northern California Awareness Institute and the father of two goth daughters. And by the way, happy birthday to my daughter, Catherine. She turned 14 today, and I said, well, how would you like a nice little one-point diamond? And she said, that's not gun in my engine, no. I said, all right, how about if I get you a nice full diamond? She goes, no. I said, you get down on your knees and pray for that, wouldn't you? She said, no. So we're still negotiating. She wants a car. She's 14, but she sees no reason why she can't just have it now and back it in and out of the driveway. All right, now, by request tonight on our flashback, this comes from Tom. Tom writes, Phil, love the Christ out of the show, as Hal would say. Could you play the clip, Please Hang Up, where an old lady calls you, meaning me, and says your show is so troubling, and at the end she has trouble hanging up the phone. Thanks, Tom. That could be any one of a number of bits we've done, but here's one from our Best of 97 CD, Hang Up the Phone.
This is Riverside on KFI AM 640. Good morning.
You
you know, I loved Bill Handel, and I love listening to Rush Limbaugh, and I love Dr. Laura. And
you love John and Ken?
Excuse me.
I'm just saying, you love John.
Excuse me.
Yes, ma'am, go ahead.
I love John and Ken, and I love Wayne Roy. Wayne Resnick. But your program at night, and now listening to you in the morning, is so troubling and so. It just.
Well, then why are you listening?
Would you just please allow me to continue? Otherwise, I'll hang my phone, and I would love to talk to the stupid bastard that fired Bill Hamblin. I have always been.
You know, his name is Bill Handel.
Your program is sick, and your radio station, and I will.
But, ma'am, I'm saying.
I'm hanging up. I'll never listen again. Goodbye.
What is she doing? Did she hang the phone?
There.
Ma'am?
What?
Ma'am, you have not hung your phone up.
Yes, I... Wait.
What is she doing?
There, you sons of...
Ma'am?
What?
You need to hang your phone up.
I have hung my phone up.
How could you have hung your phone up if I'm still talking to you?
You bastard. You filthy bastard. Please, Jesus, let me hang it up. One final thing before I die.
What is she doing? Tell the lady, put her on hold and tell her to hang her phone up.
Oh, what's wrong? Please. I've been a Christian my whole life. Please let me find the physical strength to hang up.
Just hang the phone up, ma'am.
You sons of bastards. You.
Well, you know, she's on the air there, so I don't know what to tell you. Ma'am, are you there?
Oh, please, Jesus. I gotta buy a new phone. I gotta...
You're listening to the...
There you go. That was actually the original I Can't Hang It Up. We did that when we were filling in on a morning show here in town that they never let me fill in again because it got too much press. I have something like that. She can't hang it up, man. She's all hung up. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Lloyd, or not Lloyd, who's this?
It's Jeff, Mr. Henry.
Oh, Jeff, how are you? Go ahead.
You were talking yesterday on your show about...
I wasn't on yesterday. You mean Friday?
I'm pretty sure it was yesterday. You were talking about one ear being hotter than the other.
One ear being hotter? I don't remember ever talking about that. I wasn't on the air yesterday.
Well, okay, then I guess I was hallucinating because I heard you definitely yesterday on your programming talk about one ear. Sometimes one ear is hotter than the other ear. And that wasn't you.
No, that was not me, man. Must have been another show.
Well, all right. But anyway, if you think about it, the monks that transcribe the Bible, okay, are the same monks that invented Pilsner beer. All right? Get along that bottle here. All right, now.
Wait. One ear hotter than the other, and the monks that transcribe the Bible.
Right. Well, that's not what I'm talking about the monks now.
Well, why ain't you talking about one ear being hotter than the other?
Because you don't remember saying nothing about it.
Boy, you segued fast out of that, didn't you?
I mean, I'm just saying, if you think about it...
Wait a minute. What did you call up to talk about?
One ear being hotter than the other.
And what are you talking about now?
About the monks what transcribe the Bible are the same ones that invented Pilsner beer.
Just like that, man. You came up with two topics, just in case I forgot one of them?
Yeah, just in case that wasn't you.
Go ahead.
All right. Doesn't that disturb you at all? Because...
Well, look it. The guys that transcribed the Bible lived when?
They lived about the same time. When we're talking about the 11th to 12th century A.D., which is right after Jesus got born, and they were the ones that were charged with taking the old Bible and writing it down good so that they got everything right. Well, guess what? Right in the middle of they were doing that, they came up with the idea of making Pilsner beer. Guess what we still drink today? Pilsner beer. Why? Because it's probably one of the best ways of making beer. And those monks are drinking that and transcribing the Bible. So guess what? Maybe it's not accurate, and everything they say about it could be true, that it's not true. See, so...
So what are you worried about, man? That the Bible didn't come down to us the way it should have?
Well, not only that it didn't come down to us the way it should have, but if you've got, you know, I don't know, if you're hearing what I'm saying, man, I mean, you got a monastery full of monks that are piped, you know, are spiffed on Pilsner out of the barrel. I mean, we're talking good suds straight out of an oak barrel, and then they're going down to write down the Bible. Are you telling me they're going to get it right? No, that's something that so very many Christians don't remember, you know?
Well, I'm not necessarily believing that the monks that transcribed the Bible were hammered. It's...
Well, why not, man? It makes perfect sense. Go ahead and look it up. Look up monk, and then do a Google search for monk and Pilsner beer. And...
Okay, go ahead, bud.
I'll do it right now.
Yeah, do monk and Pilsner beer.
What do you get?
Probably about 2 pages, but at least it's there. And
all right, man, if you're putting me on because...
No, I swear to God, Mr. Henry. I swear to God.
Yeah, they did. It says right here that the monks developed the Pilsner, but it doesn't say what Pilsner is.
It's beer, bud. Trust me.
Well, all right, if you're willing to take the stoner's word for it.
Stoner? Oh, okay, man. Well, you know what? At least my mind has been elevated because of my choice, not because I... You know, decide I'll go head first into a tree.
Boy, he's making fun of me, and I had nothing to do with having my head go in a tree.
Look, just forget about this guy and whether he's got a plate in his head. Are you a Christian?
Yes, sir, I am. Very much so.
Smoke dope?
Yes, sir.
How do you reconcile smoking dope with being a Christian?
I'll tell you why, Mr. Henry, because if it's true that monks were hammered on Pilsner when they wrote down all the words wrong, I think I'd rather just go ahead and smoke the weed, because, and then another thing about that, that's Coptic, man. That's a very Coptic thing.
Well, I tell you what, dude. If, in fact, the monks that wrote down the Bible are also the cats that invented Pilsner beer, then we have to determine whether they were hammered on that.
It makes sense.
I don't know that it makes sense.
They drink it for breakfast, man. Have you ever been over to Europe? They have it at all meals.
Man, I don't understand... The guy's going to go down into a cellar and write the freaking Bible, transcribe it. What are you telling me? The first thing he's going to do is have a big, fat stein of beer?
Could. Might be a hot afternoon. Well, I got to go down to the cellar now and get in, you know, do my monk business. Might as well quaff a cold one. And how do you know that they didn't want to have a frosty one before they went down there?
Because I don't, it just doesn't sound like a monk.
I'll tell you right now, if I was a monk, man, and there's nothing that I could do other than to have a frosty one, I would. Hey, yeah. Hey, here's your life, man. No women, and you got to go down into that dungeon and start scribbling near a candle. Would you like a beer? Yeah. Jeez. You know, maybe they had rye whiskey.
Well, maybe they invented that stuff, too. If they were drunk when they wrote down that Bible, maybe they got it right. Maybe you had to be hammered when you
wrote it down?
When you wrote it down the Bible.
Maybe. And maybe that's okay, too. I'm just bringing it up. Jesus. Freaking sphincter.
Hey.
No, I'm sorry.
Hey.
Guy's all in a heap.
Stoner. Yeah, man. I'm a monk. I got to go down there. I got to write by the light of a candle. No women. Nothing to do. Would you like a frosty one? Yeah. 1-800-449-8686. Frank Gray will be joining us. What is this thing about you can't cut a black man's hair no more? Well, or can a black barber cut a white man's hair? I don't know. We'll find out. 1-800-449-8686. Dean Wheeler coming up. Talking to us about goth on The Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
This is a horrible story. That the wife of this attorney was murdered, and now police believe it was the this kid, some sort of gothed out kid. We're going to be talking about it at the top of the hour. That's who they believe.
Well, you know something, Mr. Henry, I'll tell you. The police have destroyed more investigations, and I don't know if you're familiar with something called the Helter Skelter and everything that was done. Are you familiar?
Sharon Tate?
Was that it? I don't know.
What do you mean, Helter Skelter? The Vincent Bugliosi?
The guy, yeah, the Italian.
The Italian who...
I'm talking about the hippies that went in and carved everybody that carved.
The Sharon Tate thing.
Okay. Los Angeles Police Department and the Los Angeles Sheriff Department, they needed to get their butts and their heads wired together on that one, and they screwed that six ways to sunset. And I'll tell you, it was a beautiful sunset, too. So I don't like cops, and I think they destroy more murder investigations. I'll tell you something. I've got an invention that's going to make finally give the cops what they deserve.
You're a Korean War veteran. You don't like cops. You're a man who fought for our country, and you know
I fought for this country, but I've seen more cops. Boy, these guys could mess up a Chinese wet dream and everything.
What is a Chinese wet? You mean a Chinese drill?
A Chinese drill?
You mean a fire drill?
A Chinese fire drill?
No, sir, no, sir, no, sir. I mean a Chinese fire dream, a fire wet dream. In any event...
Well, you just get on with what you were going to say.
Hey, boy, look at you. Boy, you're growing a pair, aren't you? Little boy's growing up. Looks like he's got a pair on him.
Just tell me what you're going to say. I'm hanging up.
What I'm going to say is this. I've developed an invention. It's booze-scented cologne. Now, you splash this on, drive down a freeway kind of, you know, erratically. The cops pull you over. You refuse to take the breathalyzer. That's very important. So the cop arrests you, takes you in, and now all of a sudden you're acting sober because you're not drunk. You just smell like liquor. And when they say, well, you take a breathalyzer now, you go, sure, guess what? You're not drunk, and the cop looks like a total hammerhead. What do you think of that?
Booze-scented cologne.
Yes, sir.
You splash it on, weave so that a cop stops you.
That's correct.
Obviously assuming that you're impaired.
That is correct, yes. Then he gets you out. Now, it's very important not to take the breathalyzer.
Which means he's going to arrest you, put you in the radio car, take you down to the precinct house, and they're going to book you for drunk driving.
Yeah, they'll book you but he won't have any evidence, because guess what? I'm sorry, your breathalyzer came up .0001. You got just about the only alcohol you got in you is what squirted out of a little dentine gum or that nonsense.
Harvey is on the line.
What?
Harvey Wireman.
I got an attorney on the line.
Well, isn't that nice?
Harvey, you there?
Yeah, Phil, I was listening to this guy, and he...
Yeah? You're a lawyer?
Yeah, that's correct. I'm also a combat veteran in the Second World War.
Big deal.
Well, you mentioned that you were Korea.
Yes, sir. I was the United States Navy.
United States Navy. Okay, Popeye.
Hey, let me tell you something. You want to keep this friendly?
All right, hold on for a minute, guys. Is this about you guys going to the service?
No, this is about this jackass calling up and saying...
Who are you calling a jackass?
I'm calling you one. I'm an attorney, and I can tell you this much, that when a cop arrests you for weaving, he's already got you for committing a crime. You're driving like you're impaired.
But I'm not... Hey, try reading my lips. I'm not impaired.
It doesn't matter. Freaking Perry Mason, the fact that you're driving funky...
All right, hold on. Harvey, what are you...
See, this guy, right away, he chafed me the wrong way calling me Popeye. Brother, if you were in front of me, I guarantee somebody'd be blacking out and it wouldn't be me.
All right, hold on for a minute. What are you saying, Harvey?
I'm saying that if you purposefully drive erratically, the cops already got you for some form of reckless driving.
What are you talking about?
What do you mean, what am I talking about? Did you get pulled over?
Yes, sir. You're doing it on purpose so this bozo, the turkey, will take you down.
Yeah, he'll take you down, all right. And he's got you already for driving, you know, impaired.
But I'm not impaired.
You're driving like it, aren't you?
Well, what you're saying is, Harvey, he can't get you for a DUI.
He won't get you for a DUI, but he'll get you for reckless driving. So it's still a ticket. you're still going to get, you know, maybe he shouldn't have booked you, but you refused the breathalyzer, so he's in the clear legally there. Now all he can write you up for is the reckless driving. But guess what? You've blown probably about 3 hours of your night being a smartass, and you still got a ticket.
You know something, mister? You know what kills me about lawyers like you? You always got an answer, don't you?
Yeah, well, I happen to know the law. I've got the right answer, too. And I was in World War II, not Korea. And I was in the Marines, not the Navy. And I killed Japs. I didn't sit on a ship eating bacon and eggs and waiting for some guy to come and relieve you so you could go downstairs and wipe the Vaseline off.
Why, you lousy... You know something? What's your name?
Harvey Wireman.
Where do you practice law?
San Marino.
So you'd like me to pay a visit, huh?
Come on down. The water's fine, chump.
Oh, now hold on for a minute.
Let me tell you something. I don't like cops, and I'll tell you why. Because cops are against religion.
Oh, is that right? Get a load of this, Phil. You want to have some fun? Let's listen to Old-Timer here tell us something.
Old-Timer? I was in Korea. You were WW2.
Yeah, well, the way you talk, friend, you sound like you're fresh off your mama's nipple. Now, why don't you...
Hey, pal.
All right, why don't you like cops?
Because I was trying to show my grandson...
You're Willie.
You filthy...
All right, hold on, will you?
I'm just having some fun with a creep.
Mr. Henry, unless you put that man on hold...
Just tell me why you don't like cops.
Because I wanted to show my grandson the crucifixion. You know how they show the nativity scene?
Listen to this nut.
Hold on, yeah?
You know how they show the nativity scene, Mr. Henry?
Yes.
I wanted to show the crucifixion. So I tied myself to a telephone pole, and yes, I was naked. You know why? Because our Lord was naked. And the police came, and so I grabbed a handful of this guy's shirt just so he'd listen to me, and everything went black.
You bet everything went black. And when you woke up in the holding cell, it was still all black in there, too, wasn't it? And you probably had a boyfriend. What was his name? Bubba Renfro?
You know something, mister? I'd love to get a handful of your...
butt. You know,
all right, I'm hanging up on both of these guys. He wanted to show his grandson the nativity scene, so he tied himself to a telephone pole nude. Coming up, Dean Wheeler, more fun with kids. World famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Hello, everyone. This is Father James Bacortis saying, what's that smell? Why, it must be Bay Area football.
Yes, thank you very much, Father James. Yes, Bay Area football. It's smelling pretty good these days, isn't it? Go ahead. Take a deep, dark whiff of that sulfur coming out of that can. Could be someone's bathroom. Good God. The San Francisco 49ers... You know, at least I can understand a team's got to have a letdown. But why do you have to have a letdown in this fashion? Hi, your name's Steve Mariucci. Let's fire you and never have another playoff appearance. All right. And then the Raiders. See, Al Davis at one time was a very colorful man. I know a lot about Al Davis. I go back many years with Al Davis. Many, many years. I know Al Davis when he used to be a coach for the San Diego Chargers. And... that guy, you talk about the game passing somebody by. Now you're looking at the Oakland Raiders playing in front of... what happened to all them cats wearing their Darth Vader costumes? What, are they at the dry cleaners? Where are all those people that used to go out to the games and beat the hell... Here's one of the problems with the Raider fans, because they don't know anything about football. Going to watch a bad team, there's no reason for them to go. If they're watching a good team, they can go up, grunt. They can point at the scoreboard, grunt with a hairy knuckle and go... my score bigger than other team. That's right, Igor. The ones with the black and silver. Yeah, they're bigger. There you go. That a boy. You know, Dr. Frankenstein takes his Raider fan. Frankenstein monster was a Raider fan. You didn't know that? He'd grunt out there to freaking Alameda. My team have big score. That a boy, Barney. Hey, you're getting it, huh? When team have bigger score, team win. Me team. Yeah. Black and silver. Black and silver. Come on. So, and by the way, Warren Sapp and Randy Moss, good move. The Raiders suck, and they have sucked since, well, their last Super Bowl win. Honest to God, since the last time they won a Super Bowl, which was in 1982, they blow just cages of mice, laboratory rats, everything. Now let's take a look at the 49ers. What are you guys trying to accomplish up there? I'm not quite clear. You want to win games? I don't get it, man. I know that DeBartolo had all of that problem with land grabs. What does that mean, that everything has to go in a tank because he's, you know, he's looking at like 20 to life? So what? Life moves on, baby. I mean, when they, you know, there, it was easy to believe that the 49ers, you know, through the Jeff Garcia years, they still had the Steve Young, Joe Montana magic. Even through the Garcia years, you think, oh, they can still pull it out. With Mariucci, they still had that. Then all of a sudden, somebody went crazy up there. Is Walsh still working with those guys? Oh, I know who's up there. Terry Donahue. Or did they fire him too? In any event, something went wrong, and Mariucci left. Now, I know that he wasn't winning any Super Bowls, but the last time I checked, he was getting into the playoffs. Now, those guys couldn't get into the playoffs, man. Even if they bought, like, a $9,000 scalp ticket, they couldn't get in the playoffs. So they're stinking it up real good.
This has been What's That Smell? Oh, it's Bay Area Football. Brought to you by 7-Eleven, home of the Slurpee.
Thanks, Father. All right. Coming up, we have Dean Wheeler, and he's going to be talking about his goth daughters, and apparently they're pretty cute. I'm just kidding. I don't think they are. I think they're large. And also, we have Frank Gray and a visit, I believe, from Denzel Fresh later on tonight of the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Hey, Frank, how you doing, man?
Hey, young man, how are you?
Good. How you been?
Phil, I'm vertical.
Are you home?
Yeah, I'm just dialing around here looking at some of the television, Phil. But I did what you asked me to do.
Well, what we did is we asked Frank Gray to go out because we had heard that a black guy, you know, a black guy couldn't get a haircut at a white guy's barbershop. Did you read that?
Yeah, I saw that, yeah. You know, that technically that's against the law. That violates the civil rights statutes of 1965 because you're supposed to have a, if you're doing a public business, you've got to do business with the public, see? So if you are... say she is, she's got a barber shop, all right, that's a private barber shop. She can let anybody she wants in. But this guy is doing business publicly, so she's got to let other people in, including black people.
This guy has to let people in, so she...
Yeah.
Oh, it's the gender confusion.
You say something?
No, nothing, nothing. All right, so did you go to a black barber shop to try to get your white hair cut?
Well, here's what I did. I went into Supercuts down in Southgate, and I went in there, and I brought, have you ever seen people bring in a picture of a haircut that they want?
Yeah.
All right, I brought in a picture of a haircut that I wanted.
What are you laughing at?
Well, enough. I'm not laughing at anything.
Okay, what'd you bring in?
I brought in a picture of Steve Harvey.
Uh-huh.
Man, if you're laughing, I'll hang up.
No, no, no. So you went into a Supercuts in Southgate, and you're a white guy.
Last I checked, yeah.
Okay. Why'd you bring in a picture of Steve Harvey?
I like her hair. I think it's... I mean, I realize that I'm not black, but she's black, but I like her hair. So I took it in, and I showed it to this barber, and she said, well, so why, you know, why do you want your hair cut like that? And I said, because I just happen to like her hair. So they tell me they can't do it. And so, you know, I'm saying, in other words, they refused me service.
Okay.
So I got upset and I came home and I called the show.
Well, all right. So they wouldn't do your hair because it looked, it's a white guy's hair?
They just simply said they're not going to cut my hair like hers because I guess they thought that she, you know, it was impossible. The barber I talked to said she wasn't going to do it.
Can I ask you a question, and I'm sorry to say this?
What?
Was the barber that you talked to a guy?
Yes.
Okay.
Why do you keep asking dumbass questions like that?
I just...
You really need to get to a doctor or something, man. I don't know what the story is. Anyway... I came home and I talked to Margaret and he told me to call you and that's what I'm doing.
All right, so when you talked to Margaret, Margaret said call me up and discuss this. Now, let me ask you something. Do you think that a black barbershop should cut a white guy's hair?
Phil, let me say this. I think all barbershops should cut all kinds of hair. Otherwise, get out of the business of serving the public. You take the average white barber. Here's a guy. She's opened up her shop. She's got a sign out that says open for business. Now, the civil rights statute says you've got to serve everybody. Now, if she doesn't want to cut the hair of a black man that walks in, who wants to get her hair cut like anybody else, and the white barber, she doesn't want to do it, the black man, she's going to leave, see? And then you've got yourself a civil rights problem. Well, the same thing with the supercuts down in Downey. I'm not Sarah Southgate. I'm not saying that they're guilty of violating my civil rights, but she wouldn't cut my hair. And this was a big guy. So what, am I going to argue with her?
I guess not.
And I said to her, I want my hair cut just like Steve Harvey because I love her. And she said, what are you, gay? And I said, you got some balls on you calling me gay. So I told her to go to hell.
Oh, yeah,